And he's got Olympia in Obscura. Do I have that right?
Obscura? What's that?
What's this? It's a short film this time. Olympia in...
Yes. It's called To the Moon.
To the Moon. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I got the wrong sheet. Sorry. Yeah, To the Moon. God, I got the wrong sheet in front of me. I flipped over my next one.
No problem. You're busy.
You look young in this one. You look... Hair is different. You're a totally different personality than your last film.
Yeah, it's a little more dramatic. It's not a comedy, really. It's more of a, you know, more dramatic thing. Wanted to see if we could pull off something more serious.
Yeah, you look like in the old one, it looks like you were playing a character. This one looks like you're playing more yourself.
I'd probably say that's true, yeah.
Because you look like something you would normally wear. Like your outfit and things. A couple questions I have. How long did you shoot this for? Because it looks like at one point you definitely changed days.
This is something we just shot over like 2 days.
Because one day it rained and one day it didn't rain. I can tell you exactly that.
Yeah, so that
continuity,
so it takes place over
right
like
there.
3 or 4 days. And then, yeah, so one of the days when it was very lightly raining part of the day, so we just kind of put that into the scene.
Oh, I noticed. I'm like, he missed an edit here, or is he think he's trying to fool me? I'm like, it's totally wet on the pavement.
Uh-huh.
So that was shot over 4 days. And I have other notes here. Your mom is back.
Yeah, she is. She's back. She's playing my mom again.
And she's not in your house, though.
What's that?
That's not your house.
No, that's not. That's actually the main character played by Jordan Hopewell. He was living there just for a little bit with a friend, so in that trailer park. So we just used their trailer for that location.
Oh, Jordan's your brother in the film then?
Yes.
Okay. Because I didn't recognize him from your first film, but you do bring back one character from your first film, or one person. I think it's the same guy.
Yeah, you did. They're all pretty much the same five people from We Make Movies.
So I do pay attention. See, I just wanted you to know. When you start the film off, you do a cut scene to JFK, like a little short.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just because I thought originally maybe that was a time period set, but I think realized that Jordan was just watching it. I really didn't know where the film was starting at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of just like his inspiration. He watches all these videos about space exploration and all that kind of stuff, so he's watching it on YouTube.
Yeah, I wasn't sure at the beginning there because they didn't seem really that stated, but I kind of got that hint as the film went on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally, this would have been a movie to set back in that time period of like the 60s, but it's just too difficult to do on no budget when you don't have, you know, the appropriate costumes and cars and everything. So we just set it in present day.
Okay. When you go about writing something, I mean, do you have an idea in mind on your process? Are you looking, I'm going to write this as a short. I think this is a feature. I see it as...
This one, to be honest, it was a little different actually because, the musician who wrote the music in the movie, his name is Ross Bugden. He's a great musician. And, he actually had this music before we even made this film and it inspired me. I was like, I really want to use your music in something because I really love it. Just kind of reminded me of space exploration or something, and I was like, what kind of story could I tell that was about space exploration, kind of an inspiring story, but where we didn't actually have to go to space, where we could just film it on, you know, on the ground here somewhere. So I basically was inspired by the music to write a little short film. So I wrote it actually just a couple weeks before we filmed it.
Okay. How many pages is that? About five?
It was 11 pages, I think, okay. And it was about 11 minutes, so it was right equal, yeah.
That's perfect. Your mm-hmm. hair's a different color in this film.
A little bit, yeah. I think it's just because, my hair's gotten a little darker, I guess, yeah.
Are you trying to play, none of your characters, I think, came from your first film to this film, right? They're all new characters, I'm supposed to assume?
They're all new characters, yeah. A lot of the same actors, though.
That's fine. They're your buddies. You explained that to me.
We all have fun making this kind of stuff together.
And was
so
this
we
shot?
Wanted to make something else.
Was this shot in the LA area again, or?
No, this was shot back in the Sacramento area. I went home for a weekend, and we he shot it when I was home for a weekend.
You're a very busy man. Every time I talk to you, you're up to something.
I mean, just like a week or two beforehand, I was like, hey, guys, I know we've been talking about it. Let's make another thing together. I'm going to be home for a few days. Let's do this. So I got home, and we built that ramp, and we went out and got some of the costumes we needed, and we shot it over just a couple days.
I really like the work you did on the spaceship.
Yeah, I had to build that too. That was actually more work than it looked like, probably.
I would say no, because it looked very deep. When I first saw it against the tree, when you got to see him, I thought it was just a box. And then in the last shot, I'm like, ooh, you've done a lot of work on there.
Yeah, it was basically just a huge bunch of pieces of cardboard that we had duct taped together that kind of made it look, shoddily put together because it's made by, Cooper. It probably took, I'd say 5 hours or so to put it together.
Because I was wondering if you found somebody's old fridge box or something. I was thinking, I'm like, that might
It was actually... Good. The main part of it was a box for a table that my parents had bought recently, and they just put the piece of cardboard out in the garage, so I used it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I guess they're saying you found the music. Did the guy offer you the music, or you just sit and somebody passed it to you, or where does that music come from?
He's actually a really cool musician because he writes a bunch of music and he actually puts it all online for people to use for free.
That's awesome.
Which is really unusual. I mean, even if you find free music, sometimes it's not really free to use in anything you want to use it, or it's not good. You know, there's a lot of free music out there that's just not good. So I contacted him and he actually provided some of the music for We Make Movies as well, like the scenes of the movie that they're making in the movie, kind of the dramatic music and all that kind of stuff. A lot of that's by him as well. I had come across this piece that he had written and I really, really liked it. So I wanted to use it in something.
Where do you get your inspiration for a short film like this? I mean, this is definitely something very different than the first film I saw you directed.
Yeah. Aside from the music, I've always just loved space. I've loved the idea of space, the imagination and the skill it took people to send, people to the moon. That's just amazing to me still, even though it was so long ago, is that we have done that kind of thing. We have all these people up in space, and it's just, I'm really inspired by just that concept of space. So I had always kind of wanted to tell a story about space travel. And I was like, hey, we can kind of do it more of a heartfelt on a human level of this kid who wants to go to the moon. And that's his life mission to go to the moon.
That's great.
Did
you plan for the end of the film where it ended or did you change it? Because I was wondering that.
That was always the plan for it to be kind of ambiguous for you think that this kid is going to, just kind of almost kill himself because he's going off this huge ramp and obviously he has this little fake spaceship, but then it's almost like, oh, did he actually go to space? Did it work? It's supposed to be kind of, ambiguous.
I don't know if it's that ambiguous because you do plant the seed when he tells you your iPhone is the same, bigger than the computer NASA used.
Uh-huh.
So I think this character, I mean, he obviously has some social issues. I think that's presented fairly clearly.
Uh-huh.
But he also seems fairly bright. I mean, he did put switches on that rocket ship. I'll give him credit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knows how to use a wrench. He's not afraid of anything. So maybe he did make it.
Yeah, he did make it, but that's up to the viewer to decide.
Yeah, I think you planted that seed, though. I mean, I think we want him to succeed because there's nothing to dislike about him.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's more to...
That's why you're worried about him as he's going down the hill towards the ramp.
Absolutely. I do get that feeling that you presented that. I thought it was really good filmmaking in that sense.
Oh, well, thank you.
Question for you on the edit. I know these are weird questions, but I'm going to ask. Would you get punched? Do you edit for the blood, or do you have a blood pack or something already? Because you have no blood on you before you get punched.
Honestly, it's a very, low budget kind of thing. That's a mixture of ketchup and syrup.
Yeah, but you do have it in your mouth ahead of time.
And so we basically just had it. I didn't have it on before he punched me, and then in the cut shot in between when he punches me and when I fall to the ground, we just had a bottle of it, and I kind of spread it around my nose and area.
Okay,
so that's before I fell to the ground.
Okay, that's why I thought there was a cut scene there.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're writing the script, I mean, you give the lead bad guy lines, but his buddies have very little to do.
Yeah.
Was that done mm-hmm. on purpose?
It was just because, you know, to show that it's not just one guy, it's more of a force of, you know, antagonism of just those people kind of represent how a lot of people will look at Cooper negatively. So even though they may not have much dialogue, it's not just like one guy is saying this negative things about him. He feels like he has a lot of negative coming at him from all kinds of people. So I wanted to make it like a group of people, not just one guy saying these things.
I could see that. I definitely could see that. So I wish I had more questions for you, but we're only dealing with 11 minutes short. So
yeah, it's a short film, yeah.
I guess I ask you, how's your writing process now? I'm going to ask a little bit more about that. Do you write a paper a day? Do you write two pages a day?
You know what? I mean, a lot of people have good answers to that kind of stuff. My answer is always just whatever seems to fit my mood at the time. Like this, I just wrote all in one night.
Oh, wow.
I wrote it because I was inspired by it. I just wrote it all one evening while at home. But other things, you know, a lot of the writing process is not even the act of writing it. It's more of just, you know, brainstorming ideas and trying to figure out what works story-wise and figuring out the plot and how things are connected and things like that. So most of the time, for me at least, is actually just spent like with a blank Microsoft Word document usually. You just kind of vomiting every idea that I have onto this document and trying to put things in order of how they're going to happen and that kind of thing before I actually start writing.
Now, I guess next, do you have a muse of some kind? Do you ever turn on the radio? Do you write with the TV on, or it has to be quiet?
I like listening to music. I like listening, but it can't be music with words in it usually. It has to be like music scores, like, you know, like John Williams or Michael Giacchino, that kind of music.
Oh, so it's a movie score. You're not putting like ESPN?
No, music. Not usually. That distracts me.
Okay, because there is music for ESPN, and they don't have words in it. Also, you can listen to sports soundtracks and things.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. The movie scores tend to inspire me the most. That's what I seem to be always playing in the background.
Okay, you told me last time you were a big Back to the Future fan.
Yes.
How come I haven't seen a time travel film from you or something along that line?
They're really difficult to pull off. I have done one actually when I was a lot younger. Me and a bunch of friends made a spoof of Back to the Future called Forward to the Past, but it was a really stupid little movie. So I kind of got my time travel bug out there. But we'll see. Maybe I'd love to do a time travel movie at some time in the future.
Can I ask you what you're working on now, or I shouldn't? I know sometimes you can't.
Yeah, I'm working on some different things. I was a friend of mine and me, who's kind of like a writing partner. His name's JJ. We're working on a movie script together for a movie that some people are interested in making. They came to us and asked if we would be interested in writing it. So it's a really cool opportunity. It's kind of a comedy about a bachelor party night. So that's all I'll really say about that.
I know you can't go into it.
Yeah.
So when you're I can talk about this. So you're writing your script. You're looking at about 125 to 150 pages, I guess.
Usually shorter, but yeah.
Okay, 110 then. Do they give you a budget ahead of time, or are you just writing the script? You don't worry about that budget aspect.
Usually, like with this kind of thing, they've told us that it's going to be more of a low budget thing. So, we're kind of aiming for not something on a huge scope, but, it's better not to really think as very much about that when you're writing, because that will just be a distraction. That's kind of, at least for me. I mean, we kind of know that it's more of a smaller budget film, but there's a lot we can still do within that.
Now, do you have a firm deadline with them? Like, it needs to be done by April, or it needs to be done by March, or do I start
shooting? We will when we start writing it. We're still kind of in the process of developing it with the producers that came to us to write it right now. So when we start writing it, we will, yeah.
That's awesome. Will you be appearing in the film, or you don't get that option?
I don't think so. This is kind of it's on a much bigger scale than what I usually do. I mean, who knows if this, if it could even not happen. I'm hoping it happens, but the goal for this movie would to be, a film that is in theaters with some, kind of some big actors.
That's great news. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, so I'm excited for. Hopefully, there's all kinds of, you hear all kinds of stories about movies and things that never get off the ground, but we'll see. I hope it turns out well.
Now I'm gonna have to ask a question on that note. So if this film gets made, are you gonna come and visit me again, or I'm down?
Yeah.
It's gonna be way high up for me.
Yeah, I'll come. You can interview me whenever you want, Simon.
That's so nice of you.
It's an honor to be interviewed.
No, I love watching your films. I think you have a definite quality. I'm probably gonna watch your other film. I would love to see Forward to the Past. I want to see where you came from.
Okay, I'll send you a link. I think it's on YouTube somewhere, probably.
You'll find it.
Buried down under my old uploads somewhere.
And we're going to go through that one, too, just so you know. I will take notes, and we're going to go through it and discuss that, because I think
this is an interesting story about that one, because it actually was created for a school project when I was in high school. And it was all of the same friends that are in We Make Movies. That was kind of the first thing we all did together. Was make a Back to the Future
That's
spoof
awesome.
for a history project. The teacher basically told us, you guys can write a 10-page paper or make a video. So we were all like, oh, yeah, we're making a video.
So we
ended up making like a historical kind of spoof of Back to the Future where he goes back to ancient Rome and learns some things about ancient Rome.
That's
so
really cool.
That kind of is what inspired us to start making movies together.
I've only ever made one film, and we did it for high school. I don't even know where a copy is of anymore. I'd have to go track down the people and see if it still exists. We did Macbeth in the 1980s because we had to do a Macbeth thing for high school. So we filmed me in my garage making a big pot and destroying things in the garage. It was horrible.
That's funny.
Yeah, we had my cat at the time had a mouse in its mouth. So we held him up and did Wildcat Productions is proud to present.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good, yeah.
And we had to show it in front of the class. And my friend goes, I can't believe you did that. I said, what? I'm not going to sit there and speak in front of people. I have videos. It doesn't bug me any.
Yeah, so it's much more fun, right?
Nobody's ever going to see that. I don't think it even exists a copy anymore. But at least I hope not.
It's probably somewhere.
So that's great. I think that's fabulous news from you. Have you told your buddies about the interview and stuff? Or
have I told what?
Your
Sorry.
Friends? I mean, about the interview we did?
There's some friends I've been talking to about it. Yeah, it's still very in the early process of it. So once we actually start writing it and stuff, I'll probably start telling more people about it.
Now, I do have a question. This is a little off the topic since I'm trying to find things to talk about for us. You're going to the movie theater. It's Saturday afternoon. You're by yourself, so don't worry about it. You're in no hurry. What do you eat?
I'll eat anything, really. I love popcorn, even though it's not good
and
for you.
And you told me cherry vanilla. I did try it.
Did you try it?
I did. They have, I don't know what you call them. They call them like you get to pick your own flavors. You make it.
Oh, yeah, that's where they have it usually.
That's where I have one. It was different. I didn't hate it. I don't know if I'd drink it again, but I did find it for you and tried it last time.
Okay, you tried it at least. I love it. It's a good blend of flavors, I think.
Now, do you ever smuggle in your own food?
Yes. I don't know if I should say that, but yeah.
Okay, now here we go. Best food you've ever smuggled in.
I don't know about me, but I did go with a friend once, and a friend and me went to when they brought Lord of the Rings back, kind of like for the 10-year anniversary or whatever.
Hour version?
And he smuggled in a huge, like two huge pizzas under his jacket that he had against his stomach.
That's
and
impressive.
And he had a bunch of dipping sauces in his coat pockets and things like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's probably the craziest thing.
Do you remember a Reese Witherspoon called Little Red Riding Hood? I think it was called Freeway. Maybe it was Freeway with Kiefer Sutherland.
I don't know. I don't know if I saw that.
Okay, well, I had a sneak preview pass, and there's a Greek restaurant across the street from the theater. Well, I was running late, and I had to eat, so I got two souvlakis on a bun.
Okay.
I just walked in with my butt, and my buddy goes, "I'm going to kill you." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Did you bring Greg Souvlaki in here?" All he could smell from me was Greg Souvlaki in my bag. And it reeked.
Oh, really?
And they didn't say a word to me. I just walked in. They didn't say a word. But it smelled like Greek souvlaki. You could smell it as I was walking in.
I'm sure you could, yeah.
So
that's
there you
funny.
Go. Where do you like to sit? Do you have a – because you're a director, you're a writer. You mean you don't want to be bugged because you're probably there to enjoy the film and analyze it differently than I would.
I actually like sitting closer than most people would probably.
So
I like sitting
– front row?
Maybe not front row because I don't want to crane my neck up. But like as close as you can be without having to crane your neck up.
Oh, my word.
So maybe like a third of the way up all the chairs.
Well, we're like the exact opposite.
Are we really?
I like to be like not quite the back, almost mid-back, I would say, like 5-6 rows from the back.
Uh-huh.
I like to see directors, like, depends on the film, I guess, but I like to see the shots and the way they shoot it.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's not, I mean, the actors look like actors to me all the time. They look like them. But I want to see the view the director would see, because I think of where he's standing 9 times out of 10, and I'm like going, and I get in trouble, because I watch a lot of film, like, why did he do a close-up shot there? Shouldn't he have backed it up? Do you know what I mean? Because just where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
I appreciate where I'm sitting. I get in trouble from my friends a lot because they want to discuss the movie with me. I'm like, you don't want my opinion. They're like, why? Because I said I'm not going to like things you're going to like. Because I'm going to pick it apart. I'm like, I'm just annoyed. Like, I'm watching The Quiet Passion right now with Cynthia Dixon. And I'm like, you're horrible. She can't act.
And I haven't seen it.
I'm a huge Emily Dickinson fan. I love poetry.
Uh-huh.
But the acting is so subpar to me. I'm like, the funding in this film stunk. I mean, the sets work. Obviously, they have some costume design. But I'm like, the acting is atrocious to me.
Yeah.
I expect it to be better. Cause, I mean,
Well, I like to, I mean, I like, when it comes to the movie theater, at least, like, I mean, I like to feel like I'm at the movie theater. You know what I mean?
I do.
If I'm in the back row, I'll still have a good time. But it's like, I could just get this watching TV at home.
Oh, really?
With the screen that far away from me. I like to feel like I'm at the movie theater with a huge movie screen in front of me. That's what makes going to the movies worth it, you know?
I have a question then. How big's your TV at home?
Well, I mean, not that big, but it just feels like when the screen is very far away from you, it doesn't feel like you're having like the movie theater experience.
Well, see, okay, I've created kind of like my own home theater at home because I really wanted that experience.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I can dim my lights in my basement. I have a 75-inch TV.
Uh-huh.
I have a sort of sound bar that it sounds like I'm at the movies when I crank it.
Yeah, that's nice. So, yeah, I live in a house with 7 other guys right now.
Oh,
we don't have a huge TV in our living room, so it's probably like a 40-inch TV.
Okay, so I see why you're going to the theater to get that experience. Because my friends come over and they're like, "This is like being at the movies." They tell me because that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
So when I watch your film on my YouTube, because I have YouTube built in my TV, I watch it on 75 inches.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's why I analyze. I find it's easier to analyze film at that level because I can look for things.
Uh-huh.
And I can see. Yeah. I just want to see where you stand for your shots. I want to see where your cuts are. And I find on smaller TVs, I have problems seeing cuts and things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And maybe that's just
I mean, and today so many people watch like YouTube videos and stuff on small screens. So I kind of like when it comes to like a short film or something, I'm almost thinking of that when I'm shooting it. So like when I'm shooting something like To the Moon, that's why I use a lot of close-ups and things like that.
I noticed that.
Cuz I figure that people are going to be a lot of people will probably be watching it on their laptops or their phones, you know? So
yeah, I wouldn't expect.
So it's a different medium.
Oh, I agree, because I mean that's what I expect from YouTube. I expect a lot of close-ups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take this film anywhere? Have you taken it to a festival or anything?
So I just released it, and one of the film festivals where We Make Movies played last year, they asked to look at anything else we made, so we sent it to them. and they're going to play it at their film festival again this year in September. So that I think we're all going to go to that.
That's in California?
And then that's the Columbia Gorge International Film Festival.
And where is
that? And that's in Big Bear, California.
Is that near Big Sur, or am I totally going the wrong way?
It's kind of north of Los Angeles. It's in the mountains north of Los Angeles.
Okay, then maybe I've driven through it. I've driven from San Diego as far as San Francisco.
Okay, depends which way you would have gone. You probably wouldn't have driven through it if you were just doing a straight shot. You would have to go out of your way to go there.
Okay, because I went through the Pacific Coast Highway.
That's kind of the on the other side. Oh. It's more towards, not as far as Death Valley or anything, but like towards that direction.
Okay. So how often do you see your crew? I mean, they seem to be in all your films. So I guess you see them to go back home or they come to visit you to do these films or?
I mean, honestly, not that often in the last 5 or 6 years since I went to school down in LA. And, but we whenever we get together, we try to get together often and, the summer when we filmed We Make Movies, that was a really fun summer. We spent a lot of time together that summer. And then since then, whenever I'm at home for a weekend or something, we'll try to get together, go to a movie or lunch or something like that. But it's not that often, unfortunately, because we just are in different places. But we try to get together as much as possible.
I know how you feel. I totally get that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I have nothing else for you. I'm sorry. I wish I did. I love conversations.
Problem. Okay. Yeah.
I'd love to see your other film, and we could do this again if you'd like. And
think of sure, whenever you like. Yeah.
Do you have anything else to promote coming up, or other than the show and your film?
No, not right now. I mean, you can go watch To the Moon. It's on YouTube and it's on Amazon Video as well. Actually, if you just search To the Moon. My name is Matt Torrey. If you put, I don't know how you would search for it to come up on top, but, if you search To the Moon, Matt Torrey, it'll probably be the first thing, on YouTube or Amazon and you can check it out. It's just a 11-minute short film.
And it's excellent. Really well done. You. I think you did some, other than one minor cut scene, which I followed you on, but I just wanted to know how you shot it. I think it's a great film. I think both your films are enjoyable and they're fun. I would even say they're family friendly.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of the things I aim for is I want to, with the things that I make, I want them to be things that people of all ages can enjoy.
That's great. Okay, thank you for your time and I can't wait till we talk again.
All right, thanks, Simon. Have a good day.